Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The headline on the September 7th, 1859 issue of Salt Lake's Valley Tan newspaper read, Progress of the Hoop Mania. The article that followed did not discuss basketball hoops or even hula hoops, but rather the hoop skirt rage sweeping through Mormon society. Hoop skirts, worn to extend a woman's dress into a bell shape, were the most iconic style of the Civil War period. The American fashion for hoop skirts started in the early 1850s on the East Coast and spread across the country as people moved west. Utah was isolated in the 1850s and lacked the latest styles in women's clothing. In fact, Utahns did not have much contact with outsiders until the 1858 arrival of Johnston's army, the federal troops sent to quell problems with the Mormons. National newspapers that covered the army's movement published political cartoons erroneously depicting Mormon women wearing hoop skirts, interacting with the soldiers, no doubt assuming that women in Utah dressed like women back east. But it's likely the army did spread the fashion in Utah by bringing officers' wives, stylish women who had already adopted hoop skirts into their wardrobes. The Hoop Mania article in the Valley Tan and the first advertisements for hoop skirts in the Deseret News appeared the year after the army's arrival, which was plenty of time for the fad to spread locally. Mormon church leaders reacted against any fashion they saw as worldly and distracting for their women members. Hoop skirts were specifically mentioned by Church President Brigham Young in an 1863 sermon where he urged women to make their own clothing rather than bankrupt their husbands with imported goods. In reality, hoop skirts took a while to catch on. Travelers to Utah reported only a few women had embraced the fad by 1863. But while the hoop mania touted in the Valley Tan may not have been widespread, the ongoing adoption of worldly fashions by Mormon women bedeviled church leaders for many years to come. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Michelle Hill. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.